listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, final expense insurance is one of the simplest life insurance products to sell, but it is not the easiest topic to discuss. What are some unique ideas for selling final expense? That's what we're discussing today in ASG episode 133, five out-of-the-box ideas for selling final expense, written by Brenda Salyer. In general, final expense insurance itself is not hard to learn, with low face amounts, low premiums, and simplified underwriting. Final expense appointments are generally short, and the target market and need for this product are both extensive. It can, however, be challenging to segue into and give a final expense sales presentation. Having a conversation about death can be uncomfortable. Additionally, it can be difficult to build rapport with a potential client. How can you possibly get more final expense leads and close more final expense sales? There is an art to selling final expense insurance, and art involves getting creative. Out of the box idea number one, consider leads outside of your target market. So what is your target market? Your target market for final expense is low to middle class seniors, ages 50 and above. But you don't have to limit yourself to this age demographic. There can be sales opportunities for final expense with people under the age of 50 and as gift purchases, a grandparent who would like to purchase a policy for their grandchild. In your low to middle class target market, the need for this type of coverage is great. Generally, the average funeral cost can range from $7,000 to $10,000 or more, depending on the area of the country. Burial services and other end-of-life related expenses can cost an additional $5,000 to $7,000. Now, most families don't have $12,000, let alone $17,000 readily liquid and available. But you can minimize or eliminate the biggest funeral planning challenges for your clients. During the appointment, calculate the cost of these services using a funeral planning worksheet. After you illustrate the cost, offer plans and pricing options that are affordable to your clients. And by the way, why only consider final expense for your target market? Think about final expense insurance as simplified whole life that you can offer to any of your clients. Are you working with upper middle class seniors? Do their grandchildren have juvenile policies? If not, why not? Do you have middle-aged, middle-class clients that now use permanent insurance along with their term insurance? They're likely earning more and thinking more about their future. You can find carriers who will offer up to $100,000 in a simplified format. Why not use it to your advantage? Out-of-the-box idea number two, build rapport with final expense prospects. The good news is that if you are an agent who's already working with a Medicare book of business, you will have already started the process of building rapport with clients. For new prospects and the referrals you will receive when you ask for them after a successful sale, the process of building rapport will be a little more difficult. Asking for referrals after a successful sale is easy and comfortable, and obtaining referrals is very common. But a majority of agents avoid having the death conversation with their clients. One of the most effective ways of broaching the topic with clients or prospects is to point out the elephant in the room and address it via a more personal approach. Building rapport is easy when you share a personal story that your audience can relate to, such as a family member or friend who passed away, and how you and your family dealt with all the financial and extremely emotional decisions that had to be made very quickly. Ask the question, do you think that if all of these decisions had been made ahead of time and paid for ahead of time, the family would be relieved and grateful they knew with absolute certainty that they were following their loved one's wishes? And by the way, as a final expense agent, you'll want to always be branding yourself as the go-to person for funeral planning. Your final expense presentation should walk the client through all the related details in a simple and easy to understand fashion. Aside from the obvious purchase of leads, there are many ways to develop final expense lead sources. These are two. First, offer life insurance seminars or Q&A sessions at local churches and community events, positioning them as free public education hosted by an expert in the industry. In this way, you can reach many people at once and in person. You can also offer free insurance reviews by appointment and send follow-up letters in which you offer to answer any lingering questions. Second, build your profile in the community by contributing to and volunteering at local community events and causes. You can sponsor a local youth sports team or offer educational sessions to local small businesses who would like to offer voluntary benefits to their employees. Looking for more ways to strengthen and expand your client relationships? Reach out to the experts here at Ritter Insurance Marketing for free guidance. We will have the link to contact us in our show notes. Ritter is a field marketing organization with the industry knowledge and resources to help you grow and think outside the box when it comes to prospecting and selling final expense. Out-of-the-box idea number three, aim to make customers your clients for life. Rather than only having the funeral conversation, why don't you use this opportunity to make your customers your clients for life? How do you do that? Well, one of the most effective tools to use during sales appointments is a client profile worksheet, or a fact finder. It's a short document you can fill out while meeting with clients that should help you uncover opportunities for additional sales. Information collected on the fact finder generally helps you become familiar with the client and their family, as well as their insurance wants and needs. And by the way, did you know that Ritter has a short but effective one-page fact finder that helps you gather all the relevant information you need to uncover those sales opportunities? We will have the link to that in our show notes. Just click on the link that says Ritter Fact Finder. As you complete our fact finder, you'll collect information about your client's current health conditions and any medications they take. This process will help you determine which final expense plan may work the best for that particular client. You'll gather financial information to assist both you and your client in determining how much premium they can realistically afford. You'll also review their current insurance policies and insurance needs and determine if there are other members of the household who need or want to update their insurance coverage as well. While the average premium on a final expense policy is usually less than $50 per month, your target market of low to middle income clients may need assistance determining if they can fit these monthly premiums in their budget. They may even believe life insurance costs way more than it actually does. It's pretty common. Luckily, completing a client profile fact finder can also help you determine if there are funds in other areas that can be repositioned to assist with the cost of life insurance coverage. Consider these alternative ideas for sales as well. For healthy clients on a budget, consider simplified issue traditional life insurance instead of a final expense plan. A traditional whole life product may have more underwriting questions and disqualifying conditions, but it may also offer an even lower premium for healthy clients. While reviewing the insurance needs of other family members, consider final expense products for younger adults who have chronic conditions and may find it difficult to qualify for traditional life insurance products. Discuss the living benefits that many final expense policies now offer. Several plans offer critical and chronic illness riders, terminal illness riders, and even term riders for spouses and children. You may be able to meet more than one insurance need with the same product. Clients could also be interested in a traditional whole life product for their children or their grandchildren. Traditional whole life products can build cash value and provide guaranteed insurability in the future. Out-of-the-box idea number four, understand final expense underwriting. All final expense plans offer simplified underwriting. Simplified underwriting refers to underwriting that requires no medical or physical exams. With this type of underwriting, policies can usually be issued within a matter of days or even instantly with telephone underwriting or an e-application process. Because final expense underwriting is so simplified, an agent can almost always determine if a carrier will accept a client by simply reviewing the medical questions on the carrier's application. In addition, many final expense carriers' underwriting processes are similar. There are several uninsurable conditions that often disqualify clients for a traditional final expense plan, such as a heart attack or stroke within the last 12 months, cancer within the last 2 years, AIDS or HIV, Lou Gehrig's disease, also known as ALS, congestive heart failure, oxygen use, residing in a nursing home, or not being able to perform all of the activities of daily living, or ADLs. You should always have a guaranteed issue product available for clients with these types of conditions. And by the way, did you know that there are guaranteed issue final expense carriers that offer a chronic illness rider on the policy? For clients who have significant medical issues, the benefits of a rider such as this could really seal the deal. If you have clients who do not have any of these major health conditions, but who have other conditions, for example, diabetes, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without oxygen use, alcohol or drug use, or taking narcotic pain medications regularly, these conditions may make an insurance carrier pause. These clients would probably make good candidates for graded or modified final expense coverage. For graded and modified final expense plans, carriers reduce the death benefit for the first several years of the policy. Underwriting can vary by carrier, and determining which carrier will underwrite your client's medical condition more favorably will be your next step. Carriers often have underwriting niches that may help you place a client into a level benefit plan over a graded or modified plan. Two examples of this include, one, level death benefits for clients who have had a heart attack more than 12 months but less than 2 years ago. Most plans will not offer level benefits for this condition unless it has been at least 2 years or more since the heart attack. And second, level death benefits for clients with diabetes who are using insulin and have not experienced any complications, such as diabetic neuropathy. Agents who are familiar with these types of product niches, or sweet spots as we like to call them, will be able to very quickly determine the best carrier for the client in question. With healthier clients or clients who are only taking basic maintenance medications, a level benefit final expense plan with standard or preferred rates is possible. Level benefit plans offer the most cost-effective premiums and have more riders available than graded or modified plans. And the full death benefit of these plans will be paid from the first day the policy is in effect. And by the way, there is even a carrier who will offer non-smoking rates for smokers during the first several years of the policy to encourage the client to quit, which is pretty cool. Since smoker rates can be significantly higher than non-smoker rates, this can be a great benefit to clients who smoke to encourage them to quit for good. If the client does not quit smoking during that time, the policy's face amount will be reduced. Finally, out-of-the-box idea number 5, perfect your final expense sales pitch. Once you've reviewed the client's health and financial condition, completed the application, and discovered the type of coverage the client qualifies for, it's important to offer payment options that meet the client's budget. One of the most effective ways of closing a final expense sale is to offer the client 3 coverage and monthly payment options. For example, offering death benefit amounts of $7,000, $10,000, and $12,000 with the corresponding monthly payments may help the client determine how much they're willing to spend. It also clearly demonstrates to the client how a small premium difference could purchase several thousand dollars more in coverage. And by the way, don't forget to take advantage of the additional marketing tools that are available to help you in final expense presentations. There are life insurance sales tools and programs out there that you can also use to offer funeral planning services, including customized photo presentation, assistance with locating local funeral homes, travel arrangements, and floral services. Usually, you can even offer these services free to all prospects, whether they purchase an insurance policy from you or not. If you're selling final expense insurance, there are multiple ways you can think outside the box for new leads and new sales. There's nothing wrong with using a final expense appointment to simply sell a final expense insurance policy. But with your client's best interests in mind, delving deeper and exploring coverage gaps may lead to additional sales opportunities and help set you up for long-standing, mutually beneficial business relationships. We mentioned a few helpful resources during this episode, and I just want to remind you that you will find those links, including the link to get in touch with our final expense experts here at Ritter Insurance Marketing, in our show notes. Thank you so much for listening to this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, you can follow our show for free wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts. We're now on Luminary, Overcast, Breaker. We are on them all. Following or subscribing to our podcast, it's totally free. You don't have to pay a thing. And when you follow our podcast, you get our latest episodes as soon as we publish them. We've got a lot of great content coming up in the next couple of weeks that you're not going to want to miss out on. So follow us. You will not regret it one bit. See you next episode.